Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Now, the statesman here, backed by popular demand, Uluru Dialogue releases more yarning circles for Start a Yarn Initiative. The architects of the Uluru statement today announced the release of more online yarning circles as part of the Start a Yarn Initiative, designed to increase awareness and understanding at the First Nation voice ahead of the referendum. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Eddie Sinnott, First Nation lawyer and researcher, also senior engagement officer with the committee. On the line, we have Eddie. Very good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, I'm a Wamba Wamba man from Deniliquin down in New South Wales, so the Riverina region, New South Wales, Northern Victoria. Mm. But I've spent the good part of my adult life and late teen years in southeast Queensland.
All right, beautiful. Thank you very much. Beautiful footprint, Deniliquin. We can say Denny if you've been there. You can't say this. You've been there, eh?
The Ute Muster.
Ute Muster.
People will know it for.
Too deadly, brother. Now, talk about this a platform that you sit on regarding one of the senior engagement officer for the Uluru Dialogue. Is this open yarn for anybody and everybody? All topics?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Anyone and everyone. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of a set agenda where we go through what the Uluru Dialogue is, where it came from, and how we got the Uluru Statement from the heart, and how we just happened to find ourselves in this situation where we're going through a referendum. Mm-hmm. So there's some really important history and politics about activism from our people too, and how that's culminated in this last push.
Yes.
But then also, most importantly, it's an opportunity, especially for mob, but for all Australians, to come and ask the questions they want to ask, anything and everything. We understand people out there have got questions, and we want to make sure people are as formed as they can be. So it's an opportunity for them to come and learn and to come and have a yarn and to learn about what this is all about.
And what platform are we talking? Are we talking a Zoom conference? Are we talking about face-to-face
at a
conference, a hotel? Or paint that picture,
yes,
please.
At the moment we're talking Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we've been doing two a week. So we've got one more scheduled for next week on Tuesday, just after Easter, is the last group.
Mm.
And then next week we're going to announce another, the next kind of 3 weeks or month schedule, but there'll be about two a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just starting to roll out similar types of programs with face-to-face. So I'm in Mossman at the moment.
Okay.
I just did one last night here with Far North Queensland group of delegates that have been involved in the Uluru Dialogue, and we did a bit of a town hall last night. Just spoke to some locals about, what it is we're up to, and answered their questions, and we're going to be rolling those out a lot more across the Far North Queensland region especially,
but
across Australia as well. So the Mossman one is going to be happening again in another month, and then they're going to continue regularly until the referendum.
Fantastic. Brother Eddie, what's the response with our mob at the table, at the circle of the Yarni Circle, brother? How are we looking? You there, Eddie?
Sorry, are you there?
Yeah, Eddie. Can you hear me? Eddie. I lost Eddie. I'll try and get Eddie back. Let me be here. Eddie.
No. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Can you hear me? You got me?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Sorry, Eddie. Yeah, thank you, brother. Okay. I was just asking the question, Eddie, regarding the response with the Yarning Circle. Our mob are coming forward and good questions and inquisitive and... positive in that sense?
Yeah, it has been. There's been some difficult conversations too.
Of course. Emotional.
Not in the negative sense. And I think too often people characterise things in a conflictual way as being a bad thing, but this is what this whole process is about.
Mm.
We have to be able to have a mechanism to be able to have the difficult conversations as well as, the normal ones. We have to be able to have a process, to be able to... Mm. exist together, mob ourselves. There's a lot of, one of the key things that came up through the regional dialogues and the Uluru Statement itself is some of the pain and suffering that a lot of us have been through, especially, with things like the native title process over the last 30 years.
Yep, exactly.
And, and the voice for and the dialogue
their existence and fight for their land and remove from their land and all the above, yes.
Yeah, so that's, really we want to provide that space to everyone to be able to have that dialogue. So, you know, when we say any and all questions, we really do mean it.
Okay.
And, of course, we ask always people to be respectful of others because that's important in dialogue as well. But, we don't want to shy away from the hard or difficult questions either. This is about bringing people along with something that we genuinely believe will make a difference, and we can only do that through dialogue and through education as well.
And with the Yarni Circle, of course, there's questions, and people are looking for answers to those questions, but also a platform to have ideas and moving forward. And with the Yarni Circle, do you as a committee take this information on board and put it in the system to what we want to create, so to speak? Yeah?
Yeah. So we're not feeding it into, I guess, what will be a formal design process in the future, just because that process hasn't started yet.
Okay.
But it feeds into our work and our advocacy, absolutely. So what we say is our mandate from the Uluru Dialogue is from those regional delegates that issued the Uluru Statement from the Heart.
Yes.
And we are firm believers that nothing without our mob, right?
Exactly.
So feeding back into the mob, getting their affirmation, including the education, providing them the opportunity to, you know, have informed consent through this process.
Mm.
And one of the key things our team has been able to do through the most recent process is negotiate with the government to get their commitment to a set of design principles that will follow a successful referendum.
Yeah.
And they've been really important because those design principles have centred local communities as being the key pillar in designing the voice itself. Because, of course, we shouldn't have a voice structure or an institution that's going to be designed without us designing, right?
And that's the foundation of it all, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mm. Fantastic.
And so that's where, for us, these conversations absolutely feed into that as well. Again, you know, nothing without us, and that's why, importantly, we want, you know, mob to be coming to this and to ask questions, but also inviting everyone.
Yeah.
You know, the foundation of the Uluru Statement itself also is the invitation to all Australians.
It's not a case of don't talk for us if you ain't going to talk to us, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. Beautiful. And I think it's fantastic. So the next one you were saying is coming up Tuesday, 11th of April. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's all over our social media, or you can find it on our website at ulurustatement.org.
Okay.
Simple registration online on Zoom, and you can get a link. You can also email questions directly to us, which all the details provided that link as well. And then again, we're going to have a new set of dates being released very soon. If anyone's not able to make that one as well. And I think importantly for everyone, if you're not able to make these next couple, we're going to be running these right up until the referendum.
Yes.
And we're going to have more of those face-to-face ones popping up, especially in Far North Queensland, coming soon too. Because Queensland's a bit of a battleground for mob and for, you know, mob relations. And we're putting a lot of effort into ensuring the community is comfortable and informed before we get to that vote.
Great to hear. Eddie, thank you very much for your yarn, my brother. Look, keep driving the vehicle. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll keep in touch, my brother. And look, we'll yarn soon. A big shout out to your committee members there too, my brother.
You too, brother. Thank you very much for having me on.
Take care, Eddie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Eddie Sinnott, his name is, First Nation lawyer and researcher, but he's also a senior engagement officer with the Uluru Dialogue. So it's backed by popular demand. Uluru Dialogue releases more yarn in circles for Start a Yarn Initiative. Now, the next one is happening on Tuesday, 11th of April. Anybody can attend face-to-face or Zoom in as well. Check out the ulurustatement.org, that webpage, and find out all the information on how you can engage. And so very, very important. Have your say and yarn up strong, your mob. All right, your daily program is National Talk Black. Tuned in, thank you very much. And the daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball, you up, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from the Curry. And live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
Yeah. Better dawn, baby. Yeah. Be knock up on this. DBZ. Lion's Den. Let's get it, homie.
This is the night for you and I, lady. Yeah. Drop
it tight and wide, let the pressure out.
Why don't you let me ride with you?
Girl, you know you love it when we press up by your side.
This is the night for you and I, lady. Yeah.
Drop it tight and wide, let the pressure out.
Why don't you let me vibe with you?
Girl, you know you love it when big is up on your
right. Baby, I know you got some dramas and you feeling stressed. Let me be the one to get them worries straight off your chest. And lay your head on my shoulder, B. And let me be the one to hold your touch and caress and relieving that stress. Yes, this ain't a test, baby. You play with the best, baby. I aim to please you if you need this ain't a dream, baby. But only a fantasy. But in reality, you're feeling lonely. So show me you know me, not get it done. I'm only a call away. Heard you wanna get delay. You've been feeding for my attention in a wicked way. So now it's time to play. We're getting freaky as shit. Bubble baths and back rubs with the candles lit. So keep it real with me. I'll keep it real with you. Let's kick it till the morning, baby. Let's feel it's true. And we can do what you wanna do. I'm down, baby. Yeah. Cause I got
you. Tonight for you and I, lady. Yeah.
Drop it tight and wide, let the pressure
out. Why don't you let me ride with you?
Girl, you know you love it when we press up by your side.
This is the night for you and I, lady. Yeah.
Drop it tight and wide, let the pressure
out. Why don't you let me vibe with you?
Girl, you know you love it when we get up by your right.
I can see you get a load on your plate. Baby girl, just come close and let's just celebrate. Don't worry about a damn thing, girl. You know you can always trust me, girl. Even though they call me doggy dog, ain't no matter, baby girl, cause I'm down with you. I will give you some good sensation. Don't worry about my reputation.
Another man's trash, she's another man's treasure. I can see that, baby, you clever, but I'll give you something even better. Let's take a ride like a roller coaster. Doggy dog full of surprise, but the show's not over. But now, just take my hands and just go with the flow. I'm giving you all the vibes that you never had before.
And that is on the real. Cause baby, tonight is the night. Is the night.
Drop it tight and wide, let the pressure out.
Why don't you let me ride with you?
Girl, you know you love it when we press up by your side.
This is the night for you and I, lady.
Drop it tight and wide, let the pressure out.
Why don't you let me vibe with you?
Girl, you know you love it when we get up by your right.
Lost your sanity. Maybe you've lost your mind, you've lost your sanity, 'cause you're way too young and way too drunk to be saying you need my love, that you just need some therapy. Oh, honestly, you just need
Hey, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
I'd like to thank Uncle Archie and my sisters, Titters, Dan Salt and Kev Carmody, paving the way for me and many. The stand up tall, young black and deadly, I'm proud and ready. I'm the black prince to many, like Michael Long kicking goals on that telly. Yup, change that day, I'll change your mind, boy. Perspective, your way of life, you may deny. I promise if we get this right, we'll be living in our day where our days are fine. But it makes me sad that we can't understand all this pain from stealing the land. And I'm a proud Aboriginal man. That's why I got our flag tattooed on my hand. 'Cause we're the oldest in civilization, yet we're the coldest in a hypocritical nation. So I'm waiting for the day that you're proud. All my people not mistaking us as patience on a race it and never answer minimal information.
A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, 'cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, 'cause you're singing for me, my man. My man, my man, na 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 na.
I was floating down this river and looked out the side, and I saw all this land get took. And yeah, I'm sick of all these white fellas thinking that they know better when they knew never. Yeah, and man, I stand up for what I believe, that's the answer. Question time, freedom of speech with a plan, but that's why I stand pants down with my hands up, bruh. I get asked about 3 times a week if I'm Aboriginal, but see, don't matter what the colour of your skin, where you've been, brother. Written in my blood, black history, brother. And I can feel it, man, the energy, the synergy. You mimic me, deep down the truth is you're sick of me. Napalina, Kuparuna, Niara, I'm from a Tulumpanga, Larapuna, yeah, Luchawita. Love for Larrakia and NT, Noongars West, Curries, Murrays. All that love for all the Ghana mob in SA. They understand what I say, 'cause I talk like
taking all of by my knee as we're walking out the door, and they're leaving all of their loving, and she's telling him to let go. You can see it in the writing as we read it on your wall. She's a devil in disguise, and I'm a pawn to a lust, pawn to a love, 'cause. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, 'cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, 'cause you're singing for me, my man, my man, my man, na 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 na. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, 'cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, 'cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, 'cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, 'cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, 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 black swan.
Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumbleroo Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right. Now, Pajima, ready to illuminate the Red Centre like never before. Now, from tomorrow night, that's Friday, Good Friday, 7th of April, a festival in light will illuminate the Northern Territory's ancient McDonald Ranges and the Red Sand at Alice Springs Desert Park over jam-packed 10 nights. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dilly Brother. That's Paul Archie, Director of Cultural Engagement for Pajima. And got him on the line. A very good morning, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trev. It's really good to have a yarn to you about Pajima 2023 and coming from Aranda country to Udinji country.
Yes.
Connecting up, you know, all parts of Australia.
Yeah, to Delhi, my brother. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Paul?
Yeah, my Aboriginal background is Aranda, southern Aranda, what a dialect we call Pridam. This is central Aranda country that we're on in Alice Springs. So we're 80 kilometres south, basically our boundary, but also Yankunzada, which is Uluru, Katajuda, and going back into the APY lands, but also Wankunura, which is on the Queensland side, you know, Simpson Desert primarily, and runs into South Australia, a bit of Northern Territory. So got three major bloodlines there for me. You know?
And look, strong bloodlines and very deadly footprint, my brother. Thank you very much. Now, the Pajima festival, the festival in lights, how long has it been operating for, my brother, and how long have you been aboard as the Director of Culture Engagement for Pajima?
Yeah, look, it's been going now since 2016, and this is its eighth iteration, you know. I've got involved on the capacity of Director of Culture Engagement probably 4 years ago. Prior to that, I was the director of the Desert Park where the event actually happened. So I've been involved with the event, you know, over the period of time that it's been around.
Fantastic. And look, it's a beautiful platform, a vehicle educating the people of the world about our beautiful culture, using light as the vehicle, so to speak, but then the background of the McDonald Ranges. It is a sight to be seen, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's, you know, like, Trevor, you know, when you appreciate country, and all Aboriginal people are connected to country, no matter where they are in Australia, you know, and this range, what we call McDonald Ranges, which is that Yimbirinya story about a caterpillar travelling, you know, ancestral being, but it's very spiritual and very powerful, and, you know, the light actually festival draws on that power and that energy, and it's really significant. And, you know, people, it's a great family event. People love it.
Yeah, fantastic. Are TOs involved? I mean, you're there as the Director of Cultural Engagement, but they are respecting and engaging and having TOs at the table?
Oh, most certainly. We have a Pajima Festival Reference Group, which is we have members of the prescribed body corporate, the native title holders, which is called Liritipa. They have three estate groups called Ilma, Mbantwa and Atula, and we have representatives from them that sit on this reference group and advise on anything cultural. But, you know, like it is in most communities, we do live in a democracy, and, you know, not every traditional owner is on board, but, you know, they can see the benefits of the event. And because it's a great community event, and you know, it's not harming anybody. What it's doing is it's shining a light on Aboriginal culture. You know?
Yeah, beautiful. And regarding shining the lights on Aboriginal culture, can you give us a bit of background in regarding how the lighting works? And it must be strong, big, solid, muscly lights, then, my brother.
Oh, very solid and muscly, mate.
We're talking about on the McDonald Ranges. They're big ranges, brother. Big caterpillars.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, they don't illuminate their whole range up because they're just not that muscly and powerful, you know. But, they give a bit of an idea, you know. And, look, you know, Pajima is supported from the Northern Territory Government and run through the Northern Territory Major Events Company. But it's also done in conjunction with the creative directors of AGB Events, which come out of Sydney. So collectively, you know, it's an event that's put on through those agencies. But also we have Rhoda Roberts, who's the First Nations curator. And she draws together all of that creativeness and brings in the different artists. And then we put a show together, and that show is... it's absolutely magnificent, and the Aranda people welcome people to come in and share their stories and share their knowledge and share their experience. So it's a really good showcase of a collective Aboriginal experience.
And we're talking about
the country.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Brother. Now we're talking about the McDonald Rangers. So are you all like, I'm picturing like a drive-in. Do you come in your car and park your car, or is it at a football grounds with the stadium there looking at the Rangers? Or paint that picture how people gaze on the lights.
Yeah, well, it's located on a facility which is about 7 kilometres outside the central business district area of Alice Springs.
Okay.
It's on the base of the McDonald Range at the Yibirunya, and it's at a location what we call the Alice Springs Desert Park, which is a sanctuary government-run entity which preserves native and endemic flora and fauna within the region.
Yes.
But there's an actual large area which we use outside the desert park itself, which is an open flat area which people park.
They park their car, do they? Or they bring out their own chairs and they walk in?
Yeah.
And bring their own chairs or lay down a mat?
That you can bring in. No. It's more like there's seating there available.
Okay.
We have food there. We have entertainment. We have installations. So people can sit down and watch, but we try to keep the flow of the traffic going because it's over 10 days and people are just flowing through the site, which is the purpose of it, and going seeing different installations. So it's more or less like an alley of, sideshow alley.
And a walk-in theatre, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like a walk-in museum gallery.
Yeah,
you know?
Gotcha. Yeah, beautiful. Wonderful. In the open air, brother.
In the open air, yeah, mate. Don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah, there you go, brother. I hear you. Now, this has got to be on the bucket list. There you go. We're talking to the mob out there across the nation, if not the world. Put this on your bucket list. You're going to see Niagara Falls, and you're going to go to Padjima, of course.
Yeah, for sure. Look, I think it's an event. You know, it's an event which ties into all the events that happen around the country, you know, and
beautiful.
It's just about sharing our culture, which, I think is really important now. And the theme this year is around from the heart, listening from the heart, based on the statement of the heart. So it's very much around educating people, but also softly saying, hey, there's something special coming on, and we need to just, keep in mind that that's happening.
Beautiful. Lovely talking with you, Paul Archie. You're too deadly, my brother. Big shout out to your mob there, and congratulations. And we'll be in touch, eh, Paul?
And a very good morning to you, Trev, and your listeners.
Too deadly, brother. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Deadly yarn there. That's Paul Archie, Director of Cultural Engagement for Padjima. And Padjima ready to illuminate the Red Centre like never before. That's happening, starting tomorrow night, Friday, the Easter Friday. And it runs for 10 nights. And it's at the in Alice Springs there. And the festival light will illuminate the Northern Territory's ancient McDonald Ranges, which they call the Caterpillar, and the Red Sand at Alice Springs Desert Park over jam-packed 10 nights, too deadly. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talkback, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, this one's got to get out of my system, yeah. So let's go back to the beginning. Homeschool, street living, pushing me to read books when you were caught stealing. Locked up again, another statistic victim, but you never failed to keep me out the system. All schools and you said go get them, the world is yours, you just gotta keep straight vision. You rugged as fuck, but you came with the wealth of wisdom. It's cause of you, I speak with conviction. You'd reach in your pockets for another with unpaid debts. Level up postcode breaks, greedy patient, had everybody's respect. Hot head, I tried just as hard to keep you in check. Observe and taking all you ever said. Off the bus late at night, we'd walk the block past desolate houses and deafening screams. A father beating his son, blood on his blue jeans. I closed my eyes, pretending it's all a dream. You said it was nothing, it's okay, but the sounds of the street. Put the headphones on and played my favorite songs on repeat. In those moments, did you ever know what you meant to me? Forever my shining light that only I could see. Cause of you, I'm not afraid to stand on my own 2 feet. Hustle hard and chase all my dreams. I'll never let no man talk down to me. I speak with passion and show perseverance. No one gotta keep you, I'll push the limits. Fairy tale of rags to riches, eyes on the prize, chasing the meal ticket. I'm fearless with only one thing missing. Got me wishing it was us reminiscing.
My need is life is sin. Just a little more time. In this life is sin. My need is life is sin. Missing, got me wishing. Always be the one thing missing. Got me wishing. My need is life is sin. Just a little more time. Always be the one thing. My need is life is sin. Just a little more time. My need is life is sin. Just a little more time. Missing, got me wishing.
glass straightforward. Shouldn't look back, but I just can't ignore it. You're my favorite core memory to tell you of a moment. I'll forever have it dead to you. I can't repay it, nah, even though I owe it. So I fight every day for this life, trying to prove it and show it. I'm happy now, look at me, bro, I'm glowing. But what I'd give to press one, us tiptoeing. Deep conversations, football jacket on rotation. Down the creek blazing, lean on ball and bus chasing. Us against the world, conquering it all and spitting in their faces. It was them days, yeah, pretty you. Always talking facts, non-fiction. The wise comes to fruition with the highest ambition. But there will always be that one thing missing. Got me wishing to see
just a little more time. In this life is sin. Always be that one thing missing. Got me wishing. Always be that one thing missing. Got me wishing. Always be that one thing missing. Got me wishing. Always be that one thing key. Blind needing this life to sin, just a little more time. Blind needing this life to sin, just a little more time. Thank you, missing, I'll be wishing. Blind needing this life to sin, just a little more time. Thank you. Blind needing this life to sin, just a little more time.
Feels like heaven to me. This is paradise right before my eyes. My people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, P.I. my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogomen.
Tribes of Bogomen. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Open up my heart to relieve the pressure. Building on my chest. Was an invitation for you to unload your stress. Life without meaning, a vessel without a soul. Euphoria's finally achieved when we all just lose control. So take it easy, and take it easy. Here we go right now. I can't believe my life, 'cause it's heading in the wrong direction. And how many brothers out there getting lost in an intersection? I can't believe my woman just left me all alone. And even though I got four walls, this house doesn't really feel like home.
She said you better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it off with a little bit of rum and a coffee mug. Just a little bit. Just a little bit
We all want freedom deep in our souls. Should've got my stuff together many, many moons ago. Stimulate your mind. Artificially creating bonds. Future for the children needs more than likes and shares. Pretend you're not listening and make out like you don't care.
She said you better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it off. A little bit of rum and a coffee mug. Just a little bit, 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 just a little bit of rum and a coffee mug.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarnum Strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, health workforce lift for the Northern Territory in Alice Springs. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Dominic Upton, Pro Vice Chancellor for the Faculty of Health at CDU. Charles Darwin University on the line. We have Professor Dominic. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. How are you? I'm well, thank you.
Fantastic. I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. We're talking about health workforce lift for Northern Territory in Alice Springs. So give us a bit of background there, please.
Yeah, sure. Look, the Northern Territory health in all of our communities, particularly those in the First Nations communities, is pretty poor, and we need a good workforce. We need an educated workforce. We need a workforce across the whole of the health sector, and unfortunately, we haven't got that at the moment. We've got lots of problems trying to recruit people to the territory and get them to work in the territory and stay in the territory.
Mm.
But we all got together on Friday to talk about how best to achieve that.
Okay, and what did you come up with there, Professor?
Yeah, so, I mean, we had loads of stakeholders there, you know, so we had people from NT Health, we had people from AMSAN, people from IHAR, people from the Congress, down in Alice. And what we thought was a couple of things.
Mm.
One is we needed to start growing our own, so we needed to have good training opportunities for them. We needed to make sure...
And if you're talking First Nation communities, we're talking First Nation staff as well. When we're talking about black
that's
on black,
right. Yeah.
That's a powerful ingredient, isn't it?
Yeah, spot on. So we need to make sure that we get those First Nation students into our programs and that we can support them to make sure that they can come out and start working in those communities.
Mm.
So that's what we'll be trying to do, making sure that our programs are... culturally safe, that we can actually recruit people from those communities, support them, both when they're doing their studies and actually when they're on placement out there. So they go back and actually start doing that health work that's so important.
Yes. And if we've got non-Indigenous professional health staff, there's going to be cultural awareness as well at the table.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So we need to make sure that that's all embedded and people have got those skills and that knowledge base. And again, what we, you know, is really important to recognise that, you know, some of the cultural safety or some of the cultural understanding in Arrernte country in Alice might be different from Larrakia country where I am here in Darwin. So, you know, we need to make sure that it's sort of really tailored appropriately.
Mm. And of course, you live on a beautiful platform when we're talking about wonders of the world, tourism. That could be a vehicle and draw card in people to working in the area, yes?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do get. We do get people here, and sometimes that's really good news because they come up here. It's a beautiful place to live and to work. Mm. I love it here. And hopefully if they come here, they'll settle down some roots and they'll stay there forever and really make a positive contribution. So that's what we're hoping.
Sure. We're talking across the table, and we're talking about the health workforce at all levels, professionals and what have you.
Yep. So, I mean, I think that's another interesting thing. You know, when you talk to people and they say, oh, health workforce, I think of doctors and nurses.
Mm.
But we want more than that. So we want, you know, speech pathologists, dietitians, Aboriginal health workers, the managers, the patient assistants, all of those. There are loads of career opportunities for a whole range of different folk. And that's what we're trying to promote.
And if we're talking about closing the gap, then we need to fulfil the employment, the health workforce, don't we?
That's right. And I think that's fundamental. So we need First Nation clinicians, First Nation nurses, doctors, allied health specialists, all of those people, because they're going to be able to contribute to that closing the gap target.
Mm.
We have had some success, but not enough, and we need to keep going on that.
Would there be conversations with the government or the health minister in regarding maybe different brackets of funding for wages and increase if working in remote areas? Maybe that's an opportunity.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's certainly an initiative that the NT Health are actually looking at, you know, paying additional allowances for people that work rural and remote. That's not my area. I'm from CDU, so I'm looking at training the
of course
the students. But that I know that they're doing that because I mentioned that at the symposium on Friday.
Mm. Well, the old saying, we are all in this together, are we not, Professor?
That's right. Too right.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you very much for the yarn. And to all our mob out there across the country, you're listening in, national program. If you want changes in life, you've got to make changes in life. There's an opportunity working in the health workforce in the Northern Territory. An opportunity. There it is, Professor Dominic.
Yep.
Giving you a plug there.
Yes, brilliant job. Excellent.
Thank you very much for the yarn. All the best to you. Take care and we'll talk soon.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Beautiful yarn there, Professor Dominic Upton, Pro Vice Chancellor for the Faculty of Health at CDU. So they're screaming out for health workforce in the Northern Territory. It needs to be lifted. Finding solutions to the dire challenges facing the health workforce in rural and remote areas to better support Territorians, particularly First Nations people, in the focus of symposium at the Convention Centre. And that was happening earlier today. So fantastic. Having that conversation. Yarning Circle it is. But for mob out there, maybe you've been working in a health organisation, First Nation health organisation, been there for 10 years, in the same place. Change is the engine of growth. Maybe a change. Apply for a job, go Northern Territory. I don't want to get rid of the mob here for working this area or whatever, but like I said, it's good for the individual as well, picking up more experiences. And look, you're helping your mob anyway, whichever way you go. Thank you for the daily yarn here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and the one-hour program here at BBM, Bummer Bipper Media, First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM 98.7 FM. National Talk Black goes across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service.